Shu'as Yerushalmi corresponding to Shu'as Bavli, Daf Mem Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Amud Beis, the last line on the page, At Amar. At Amar, Im Baal Av Imoy Lo Yishalem, Mao Shishova. It was taught that Im Baal Av Imoy Lo Yishalem, if the owner is with him, he shall not pay, so they need to swear. Rabbi Zeir Amar Nishba, Rabbi Zeir answered, he must swear. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi La, Treyon Amun, En Nishba. Whereas Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi La answered that he does not swear. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi La Shavah Shuya Umesa Shem Paturim Benaisa Sachar Vaseiche Vashoyel Bavalim Potter Shlo Bavalim Chayev. We bring a support for Rabbi Chanina Rabbi La from Abaisa. Breakage, Shuya, and death, a Shem Sachar or renter is exempt, and a borrower is exempt Bavalim and liable Loi Bavalim. Means he's exempt when the owner is with him, but he was liable when the owner is not with him. Aveda ugneva shein chayavim benaisa socha vaseicha leikol shekein v'shoya bavalim potter shoya bavalim chayav manda mpshita shu nishba sicha le shishalim. Theft and loss which are liable for a shoya misocha or renter, or the more so for a borrower, bavalim is exempt and lo bavalim is liable. One who will say that he must swear, he must hold that he must pay. Zeir holds that the Torah merely added chiyuvim for a borrower to pay for oines when it's not bavalim. Everything else follows what is written. If a borrower must swear about theft or loss when it's bavalim, since the Torah taught the exemption of bavalim only for oines, he must even pay. However, the Baisa learns from Kal Vachomer that due to the concept of dayu, theft or loss for a borrower cannot be more stringent than oines for which he is exempt. Rabbi Chanina b'shem of Yudan masnisa Messiah lo b'zeir. Rabbi Chanina, quoting of Yudan, said that the Sefer or the Baisa supports the b'zeir. The Torah was stringent about a borrower, but Baalim is exempt and Shloim Baalim is liable. The Torah was lenient about the Shemesh Socha, or then all the more so, Baalim is exempt and Shloim Baalim will be liable. In Teim Leshua, it's derecht le Nisni, I should say, Nisni Shvishim Echinam, but Nisni Socha. If you say that it's needed for Shvua to exempt Labor Violin, I should have taught so regarding Shem Mechinam and Shem Esochar, and I would not be more stringent about a borrower. Rather, it's needed only for payment, but is not exempt from Shvua. The Kasha al Ador, the Rizera Shoel, Imbal of Imoy Nishba, Imbal of Imoy Shalem, Nase Socha, Imbal of Imoy Nishba, Imbal of Imoy Le Shalem, Shem Mechinam, Ben Sha'abalim Imoy, Ben Sha'in Ma'abalim Imoy Nishba. The Gemara asks the question against Rabbi Zeir, a borrower, if he's Babalim, he swears, if he's not Babalim, he pays, Hashem Esocha, if he's Babalim, he swears, if he's not Babalim, he does not pay, Hashem Echinam, whether Babalim or not Babalim, he swears. In some cases, Hashem Echinam and borrower swear for theft or loss. One of them is to say that a borrower pays for everything and Hashem Echinam swears about everything, Babalim, they're exactly the same. Amit Dvarim Shashoyel Meshalem Nase Socha Nishba, Samshin Nase Socha Nishba, she said Meshalem Shemechinam Nishba. The answer is that surely there are matters for which a borrower swears. The mission means that there are matters for which a borrower pays and a Shemech Socha swears. There are matters for which a Shemech Socha pays and a Shemechinam swears. Dvarim Shanase Socha, you should say Nishba Shemechinam Yepata. So we ask a question, matters for which Hashem Mesocha swears, Hashem Mechinam should be exempt. Why do you teach that Hashem Mechinam swears for Oines, whether Bavalim or Lo Bavalim? Perhaps we descend one level and he doesn't even swear. But if the Bai Mat Masni B'Shem Mechinam and Hashem Mesocha, B'Shabalim Imoy. And the second version of the question, why do you teach that Hashem Mechinam and Hashem Esocha swear even Bavalim? Perhaps just like Bavalim is one level more lenient for a borrower and he swears and does not pay, so Hashem Mechinam and Hashem Esocha, who swears about Oines Lo Bavalim, are exempt from Shura Bavalim. And Rabbi Avin Al-Kol Devar Pesha. And Rabbi Avin answered from the Pasuk in Shmois Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Ches, for all matter of negligence, teaches whether of Bavalim or Lo Bavalim. Rabbi Manu Lamertina she hishvith atoira peganeba vavida b'shol nechein nishma she mechinam v'naisi socha sheve shvuya umeitha. Well, answers from Rabbi Manah, a different answer. Do we not find that the Torah equated theft or loss for a borrower? He pays no more than a shomer sachar. Therefore, we can equate a shomer chinam and a shomer sachar for breakage, shua, and death. Just like there are only two laws of theft or loss, means the shomer chinam swears and others pay, there are only two laws of oinus, means the borrower pays and others swear. Well, ma'a time and debe shamai al kodav pesha. The shamai say in Mesechet Bava Metzia that one who said that he will be sholeach yad, that he's going to use a deposit, is considered a gazan already. What is Beis Shammai's reason? They learn it from the pasuk al kol davar pesha. It's about merely speech. The mamma kaimen Beis Shammai should say time of Beis Shammai al pesha al kol davar pesha. And the Gemara asks Beis Shammai holds that he's not liable until he actually uses it. How did Beis Shammai understand the pasuk of Beis Shammai? He could have said pesha. Why does it say al kol davar pesha? The answer the teacher is about one who used it through a shliach, a messenger. Normally, we say that a shliach, in shliach is va'aveira, that you can't send a messenger to do va'aveira for you. But here, the Torah taught that yes, shliach is va'aveira, you could send a messenger and it would be considered that you did the aveira, not the shliach. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, boy, ma'amah yitol, notal. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina asked that the sefer of the Mishnah that says that if a shomer tilted a barrel of wine and took a revius, and the barrel broke, he pays only for a revius. If he lifted the barrel and took a revius, he pays for all of it. Does it mean that even if he intended to take, or only if he took? Meaning, does Shlichas Yad apply only if there was a loss to the deposit? I should say, Tani, Rabbi Hoshia, Nishba, Echmitza, Noisenai, Dmei Kula, Klum, Echmitza, Le Machmas, Til Kula, I should say. The Bahisha taught that the ratio is only if it broke, but if it soured, he paid for all of it. Isn't it due to moving it? Moving wine makes it sour faster. The Shmuel, Rabbi Abol, B'Shem, Rabbi Elazar, Shlichas, Yad, Shneemar, B'Shem Echinim, Elechayev, Ad Sheyichaseh. The Shmuel, quoting Rabbi Abol, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said that Shlichas Yad said about the Shem Echinim is it liable only when there is a chisaron, which means something is missing. The Shmuel, by Akrimi, Rabbi Abol, Ma is amus chisa, I should say, or yafila loy chisa. The Shmuel asked to be involved, what was said, chisaron, or even without chisaron, if it's missing, or even if it's not missing anything. Amalei leis hadar shalta Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, yitol, notal. Rabbi Abo answered, if it's not Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina's question, does it mean if he intended to take, or only if he actually took? In tema little afila loy chisa, in tema notal ad shah shech yachzor. If you will say to take, he's liable even without chisaron. If you will say that he took, he's liable and he's not liable unless there is a chisaron. In temen litol echzira, ben l'makayma ben l'makayma acher, pater. In temen notal echzira, ben l'makayma pater l'makayma acher chayev. And secondly, if you will say to take, if you returned it, whether to its place or to another place, he's exempt. If you say that he took already, if you returned it to its place, he's exempt, but to another place, he's liable. Rabbi Abo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ne'ma shmira b'shem echinam, ne'ma shmira b'shem echinam, lo'idamya shmira shenem b'shem echinam, l'shmira shenem b'nei sechal. V'acha quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that shmira was taught about b'shem echinam and about b'shem echinam, the shmira taught about b'shem echinam is unlike that of b'shem echinam. Shmira shenem b'shem echinam, ken t'shime kol sorochoy pata, shmira shenem b'shem echinam, the Shmir talked about a Shem Echinam, if he guarded it as much as needed, he's exempt. The Shmir talked about the Shem Mezachar, we estimate only based on him. We should say, Afilu, Hikifu, Chayma, Shalbazel, Eroin, Ose, Ke'ilu, Hu, Shalmal. Even if he surrounded it with an iron wall, we do not consider it as if he was there and guarded. We should say, Hayo Yochel Ad Zel, Chayev, Shin Yochel Ad Zel, Potter, in Oimim, Elo, Hayo Echad Sham, Hayo Yochel Ad Zel. So that's the correct guess. Rather, we estimate, had he been there, if he could have saved, he's liable. If not, he's exempt. We do not say, had someone else been there, he could have saved, to obligate him. Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Hoshia, ne'ma shlichas yad b'shem echinam, ne'ma shlichas yad b'shem esachar. V'laidam yash shlichas yad sh'ne'ma b'shem echinam, l'shlichas yad sh'ne'ma b'shem esachar. Rabbi Lazar quoting Rabbi Hoshia said that shlichas yad was taught about b'shem echinam, and shlichas yad was taught about b'shem esachar. The Shlichas Yad taught about the Shem Echinam is unlike that of Shem Esachar. Shlichas Yad Shneimah B'Shem Echinam, Ein Chayav Ad Sheyimshech. Shlichas Yad Shneimah B'Shem Esachar, כן שהניח מקלי ותלמילי עליה חייב. שליח אפשר לבוא תות about the Shem Chinam, he's not liable until he actually does Mashiach, he takes it to himself. Shliach Yad was taught about Hashem Esachar, once he put his staff or sack on the animal, he's liable. Shama Rabbi Yosi Barnuroi, Ma Ani Eni Mekabel Alai Esa Dabar Zeh, Ela Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, Ene Chai Vachi Yimshech. Rabbi Yosi Barnuroi heard this and said, I don't accept this, rather both of them, in both cases, he's not liable unless he does Mashiach. Rabbi Ami B'Shem Rabbalazah, Matani Rabbi Hoshekein, אילו לא נאמר משליח אפשר בשם חינם שאין הסרח היפי לא מעט מן הססוחר. אם היא quoting of another said that Rehoshua taught in a Baisa, as he said earlier, that if שליח אפשר was not taught about a שם חינם because it's not needed, I would have learned from a שם הססוחר. מה אם הססוחר שהחמיר בהתאירה עליו אין החייב עד שימשך שם חינם שהקילה בהתאירה אין הדין שלא יהיה חייב אלא עד שימשך. Hashem Esachar, the Torah was stringent about him, he's not liable until he does Mashiach. Hashem Echinam, the Torah was lenient about him, all the more so he's not liable until he does Mashiach. Leiv Dabra Nema Shlich Asyad, Hashem Echinam, Shein Asarach Lachmir, Al Nois Esachar, Ken Jenich Makala Vitamido Alea Chayev. Why would Shlich Asyad say about Hashem Esachar if it was not needed? It's to be stringent about Hashem Esachar, once he put a staff or sack on it, then he's already liable. Im Oimer Adkein Nimsis Lamad Alamalamed Lachna Alav. Rabbi Yosi objected, he said, if you will say so, it turns out that the Lamed, which is Shem Echinam, which is learned from the Shem Esacha, which is called the Malamed, teaches about the Malamed to be stringent about it. So Yochal Meimele, Ma Im Nois Esacha, Sheyachmira Bayatayra, Enechayev Ad Sheyimcheich, Shem Echinam Sheyakila Bayatayra, Afilu Moshach Yehebata. It's wrong because one can say to reject it that if Hashem Esacha, about whom the Torah was stringent, is not liable until he does Mashiach, Hashem Echinam, about whom the Torah was lenient, even if he did Mashiach, he's exempt. Therefore, Shlichas Yad written about Hashem Echinam is not extra. Elekinin layoyma Shlichas Yad shenema b'Shem Esachar she'en esorech ha'yifi lamad b'Shem Echinam. While the Torah didn't need to write Shlichas Yad about Hashem Esachar, it's not needed because I would have learned from Hashem Echinam. Ma im Shem Echinam she'kila bo yatoyra in echayv ad she'imshech Nesef Sachar, Shechmir Ba'atayra, Kien Shemashach Chayev. Hashem Echinam, about whom the Torah was lenient, is not liable until he does Mashiach. But Hashem Esachar, about whom the Torah was stringent, once he does Mashiach, he's liable. Leiv is on the name of Shlich Asyad, but Nesef Sachar, Shein Esach Lachmir Alea, Kien Shenich Makalev Tamilo Alea, Chayev. Well, the Torah didn't need to write Shlich Asyad about Hashem Esachar because it wasn't needed. It was written to be stringent about Hashem Esachar, once he put his staff or sack on it, he is liable. We come now to the next Mishnah. Omar Hashem Echinam, Echen Shoiri, Amalai Meif, Ru Nishbar, Oi Nishba, Oi Nignab, Oi Ovad. If Reuven claimed his deposit from Shimon, Hashem Echinam, and Shimon said it died, and really it was broken, Nishba, which is taken captive, stolen or lost, Nishba, Ru Shemeif, Oi Nishba, Oi Nignab, Oi Ovad, Nishba, Ru Shemeif, Oi Nishba, Oi Nignab, Oi Ovad, Nignab, Ru Shemeif, Oi Nishba, Oi Nishba, Oi Ovad, Ovad, Rehu Shemeif, Oi Nishbar, Oi Nishbar, Oi Nignav. Or he said that it broke when really it died, was Nishbar stolen or lost. Or he said it was Nishbar and really it died, broke or was stolen or lost. Or he said it was stolen and really it died, broke, was Nishbar or lost. Or he said that it was lost when really it died, broke, was Nishbar or stolen or lost. Mashbircha Anivarma Amin Pata. If Reuven imposed this Shavur on him, and he answered Amen, then he's exempt. And the Gemara says, Rav Amar Pata Meshuas Pekodoin V'chayv Meshem Shuas Bitui. Rav says that he's exempt from the Korban for Shuas Pekodoin because he didn't deny money, because he's exempt for any oinus, and he's liable for Shuas Bitui. And Rav Yochanan Ma'ach Hashem Mitzvah La'afisai Ein Echayv Meshem Shuas Bitui. Rav Yochanan says that since there's a mitzvah to appease the owner, he's not liable for Bitui. Al Dati D'Rav Einai Mitzvah La'afisai. Whereas the Rav not hold that there is a mitzvah to appease him. Mefaisa ala emeth and mefaisa ala shekel. The answer is yes, he should appease him with truth, but not with falsehood. Rav Yochanan Bari, Shuas Saita, Mahu Sheikhaiv Meshum Shuas Bitui. Rav Yochanan asked that if a woman accepted Shuas Saita and she was really guilty, is she liable for Shuas Bitui? Means she didn't die because also her husband was guilty, or due to merit, she didn't die immediately, but nevertheless, she should be liable for Shuas Bitui. Man and Kaiman, what's the case? Im b'shoigeges ba'aveira u'shua ein kan soita. If she was shoigeg about the actual aveira and the shua, there is no soita. She's submitted to her husband, and one is never liable for bitui if he thinks that he swore to the truth. Im b'mezida ba'aveira u'shua ein kan korban. And if she was intentionally sinning about the actual aveira and the shua, then there's no korban for mezid. Asya derav Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says that Rav, who said that he's exempt from Shur Sefikod and liable for Bitui, holds that Rabbi Akiva, who says that one's liable for Bitui for the past. This statement should really be earlier before Rabbi Yochanan. V'ein Yifbo Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara asks, how does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Whether she was intentional or inadvertent, Mezid or Shogeg, surely she's exempt. For Meya Asyahi, the Meya Omer, Omen Shlonit Mesi, Omen Shlonit Etma. The answer is he holds like Rabbi Meir, who said that she swears also about the future. Amen, I did not become Tommy, means I did not commit adultery, and Amen, I will not become Tommy. That, Mishak Makashi. The Gemara says this is difficult, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Meir, also the shua does not apply in the negative and positive. And we now come to the next Mishnah. Eichan Shoyri, Omalei Eini Edea, Ma'at Sach, Rumeis, Oy Nishbar, Oy Nishba, Oy Nignav, Oy Ovad, Mashbirchan Eba, Amen, Potter. If he said, where's my ox, and Shimon, the Shemichinam, said, I don't know what you're talking about, you didn't deposit it with me, and really, it died, it was broken, nishba, taken captive, stolen or lost, if he imposed this oath on him, and he answered, amen, then he's exempt. Eichan shayri, amalei ovad, mashbirchan avarma amen, va'aidim me'idimoy soy sha'ochloi, mishanim sa'keren, hoidimad, my mishan keren, v'choy mishva'asham. If he said, where's my ox, and the Shomer said it was lost, and he imposed this oath on him, and he answered Amen, and witnessed to testify that he ate it, he pays the principal. If he admitted by himself, he pays the principal, Chaimesh, and an Asham. Eichan Shorim, Amalei Nignav, Mashbirchan Eva Amar Amen, Ve'idim Me'idim Meisai, She'egonvoi, Mishalem, Toshlemi Kefel, Hoidim Atzmoy, Mishalem Keren, Ve'chaimesh, Ve'asham. If he said, where's my ox? And the Shomer responded that it was stolen, and he imposed this oath on him, and he answered Amen, and witnessed to testify that he stole it, he pays kefal, double payment. If he admitted by himself, he pays the principal, chomesh, and brings an asham. Amar le'echad b'shuk, eichan shori, she'ganavta, v'hu oimer le'ganavti, mashbirchan lei ba'amar omein, ha'idi me'idin o'fi she'ganavoi, mishalem, tashlimei kefal, tovach, o'machar, mishalem, tashlimei arba v'chamisha. If he said to someone in the marketplace, where's my ox that you stole, and the man responded, I didn't steal it, and witnesses testify that he stole it, he pays kefal. If he also slaughtered or sold it, he pays four if it was a sheep, or five in the case of an ox. If you saw witnesses coming to Beis Din and he said, I stole but I didn't slaughter or sell, he pays only the principal. And the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and the Tani came. Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara that our Mishnah implied that there is chomesh for a claim of theft only when he admitted by himself, without witnesses. Also, there's a bais that teaches this. Tano tanas avod, v'nishbaloi v'hoide, ben ad shaloi bo'a eidim, ben shibo'a eidim, mishalem kem v'choymesh v'asham. Yerushim Echinam claimed that it was lost, and he swore to him and later admitted, whether before witnesses came or after witnesses came, he pays the principal, choymesh, and brings an asham. Tano tanas gana, v'nishbaloi v'hoide, ad shaloi bo'a eidim, mishalem kem v'choymesh v'asham. If he claimed that it was stolen and he swore to him and later admitted, if he admitted before witnesses came, he pays the principal, chomesh, and brings an asham. If he admitted after witnesses came, he pays kefel, brings an asham, and he fulfills chomesh amidst the kefel, Rabbi Yaakov, the zipin of Rabbi Yaakov, but amuloi Rabbi Yaakov, eichem matzino asham b'lei chomesh, the Rabbon said to Rabbi Yaakov, where do we find an asham for gevel without chomesh? Amar lahen im nishba v'nishba v'nishba ha'imatzinu asham b'lei chomesh. Rabbi Yaakov answered that if he swore again about the same principle, and he swore again, we find asham for the latter shvois without a chomesh. If he swore four times, the chomeshim equal kefel, he fulfills the chomeshim through paying kefel. So upon an amrin lekeren chomashim in the shvois chomashim. So I want to say that chomesh applies to the principal and not to shurois. There's only one chomesh for one principal, even if you saw many times. Tov acher, v'shalem loy, v'roishoy, v'chavishoy, yosef alov. Another matter is the pasuk in v'yikra per kei pasuk chavdalad, and he will pay for it the roisha, which means the principal, and he will add the chaimish to it. It means chaimish applies only to money paid, the roisha, which means only principal. Amar Rizeiru, Tani Kain, Tana, Tanas Ovud, Venishba, Venishba Lai, Vihifrish, Korban, Shisei Ma'acher, Shilu Hoide, Mishavo Eidim, Kiddush, Afkan Kiddush. Rizeiru observes that this implies that Rabbanon, who hold that there's no ashram without chaimish, exempt from ashram when there is kefil. Also, the Zabaisa teaches this. It says that he claimed that it was lost and separated a korban, since if he admitted even after witnesses came, it would be kadosh, also now it's kadosh. Tanu, Tanas Ganav, Venishbalai, Vihifrish, Korban, Me'acher, Me'acher She'ilu, Hoide, Mishabo, Eidim, Le'kiddish, Afkan Le'kiddish, Le'kob Yaakov, Kiddish. If he claimed that it was stolen and separated a korban, since if he would admit after witnesses came that he pays kefil, but not chaimish, it would not be kadosh, then also now it's not kadosh. According to the archive, it is Kaddish.